Today's daf is Psachim Daf Ayin Aleph, and we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amid Beis, Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Elazar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, Fashlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Dvora Bas Mecha, and Shmuel Ben Tehila, and Yona Adina Bas Amalia. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus V'Yechaskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned L'Ilu Nishmas Avram, Ben Yibodol L'Chaim Toivim, Ramosha Chaim. So the topic of Psachim Daf Ayin was the halachos of the Chagiga that was brought on the 14th day of Nisan. So in addition to the Karban Pesach that was brought by every Yid on Erev Pesach, there was another carbon that was bought by every Yid on Erev Pesach. That carbon was a shlomim. It was a shalmei chagiga, but not to be confused with the shalmei chagiga that was brought on Tesvav Nisan and on Tesvav Tishrei and on Shavuos by every single Yid. This was a chagiga that was brought on Erev Pesach. What was the purpose of this chagiga? The Gemara said, because there's a din that the carbon Pesach has to be eaten al hasoiva. It has to be eaten when you're already somewhat satisfied, when you're a shtickle full. As a result, it was necessary to eat something before you ate the Karban Pesach. So the Torah says, you know what you're supposed to eat? You shouldn't just eat ordinary food, but rather you should eat from a Karban Shlomim. You're supposed to eat from this Shalmei Chagiga, this special Shalmei Chagiga, known as the Chagigos Yodal. And we saw in the Sugis on Dafayin that there was a major machloikis tanoim, how to treat this Chagiga. On the one hand, it's a Karban Shlomim, but in addition to that, it was brought together with the Karban Pesach. So it sounds a little bit like maybe it's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan with the Karban Pesach. And what really emerged was three shitas. The shita of the Chachamim was that this was an ordinary Karban Shlomim. So that even though it was brought together with the Karban Pesach, but it's not a Karban Pesach. And as a result, it doesn't have the dinim of a Karban Pesach. It didn't have to be a zachar like the Karban Pesach did. It could be an akeva. It didn't have to be a year old. It could be even 2 years old. It didn't have a din that it's nechal yom v'layla, but rather it's treated like an ordinary shlomim, where it's nechal shnei yomim v'layla achas. The Karban Pesach is babetumma. The Karban Pesach is doicha Shabbos. The Chagigas Yodalad wasn't babetumma. The Chagigas Yodalad was not doicha Shabbos. We saw the shita of Bentema, who said, I disagree. I think that being that the Chagigas Yodala was brought together with the Karban Pesach, it's hukash to the Karban Pesach. And as a result, almost all the dinim that you find in Karban Pesach said, Ben Tema, I believe the Chagigas Yodala is going to have. So that the Karban Pesach had to be a Zohar, Chagigas Yodala had to be a Zohar. The Karban Pesach was Nechel Yoyim V'Layla, Chagigas Yodala had to be Nechel Yoyim V'Layla. The Karban Pesach had to be eaten roasted, the Chagigas Yodalad had to be eaten roasted. The Gemara even has it sad that just like there's a Isser in the Torah, the Etzem Leisishbaru Boy, that you're not allowed to break any of the bones of the Karban Pesach, could be, according to Ben Tema, the Loisa say of the Etzem Leisishbaru Boy would apply to the Chagigas Yodalad as well. But even Ben Tema, it seems from the Gemara, agreed that the Chagigas Yodalad is not treated 100% like the Karban Pesach. So for example, the Karban Pesach was brought on Shabbos, Ben Tema Shita is that the Chagigas Yodalad cannot be brought on Shabbos. The Karban Pesach is brought betumma, Ben Tema Shita is that the Chagigas Yodalad cannot be brought betumma. The Gemara and Daf Ayin Amid Beis brought a third Shita. That was the Shita of Yehuda Ben Dursoi, who believed that not only is the Chagigas Yodalad like a Karban Pesach, but it's also a Karban Tzibur like the Karban Pesach is, and as a result, if the Karban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos, then the Chagigas Yodalad should be Doiche Shabbos as well. And the Gemara told an anecdote where 1 year Yodalad Nisan fell out on Shabbos, and Yehuda ben Dursoi and his son Dursoi, they decided, we're leaving Yerushalayim. So they traveled down south for Pesach, because they said, Im Yavi Elio, he's going to want to know, how can we bring the Karban Pesach? It's going to be Oiloi Me'oisa Busha, Oiloi Me'oisa Klima. We're not going to set ourselves up for that kind of disaster. And as a result, they felt that they have to leave. Regardless, the topic of Psachim Daf Ayin was the enigmatic Chagigas Yodal. The Gemara is going to continue to discuss it a little bit on Daf Ayin Aleph. One other thing that we need to refamiliarize ourselves, something that we saw a little bit in Daf Ayin, we're going to see a little bit more about it on Daf Ayin Aleph, and then Be'ezus Hashem in the coming Daf, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, and that is that every single Yontif, every single Yid, had to bring a lot of karbonis. When you were Oyla Regal, you had a chiv to bring a karbon Oyla, known as the Oyla Sriya. That was a gift. That went 100% HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like being invited somewhere and showing up with a gift. That's the concept. You're visiting me, says Hashem. You have to show up with something. In fact, the Karban Oilo was completely consumed on the Mizbeach. No one ate any part of it. It was given 100% to HaKadosh Baruch. In addition to that, on Yontif, every Yid had an obligation to bring a Shalmei Chagiga, a special Shlomo. Not just that, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. It says in the Torah, V'samachta V'chagecha. It says in the Torah, V'hoyisach Sameach. By Sukkot, it says, V'smachtam L'fnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. There's many Psukkim in the Torah that say that a Yid has to be B'simcha on Yontif. How are you supposed to be B'simcha? In Simcha L'B'Basar, in Simcha L'B'Yayin, Ksos Nekiya. There's a lot of Sugis in Shas that talk about Simchas Yontif. Impossible to really discuss it al regal achas. But one thing is clear that we can discuss al regal achas, and that is when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the way a Yid had to be Mekayim his mitzvah simcha is with basar, but not just ordinary meat, meat of a carbon. So he had to bring a carbon shlomim. It was known as the Shalmei Simcha, and the meat of the Shalmei Simcha was the way he was Mekayim his mitzvah. So you could have the best meat in the world, but if it's not from a Shalmei Simcha, it's not from a carbon shlomim, called the Shalmei Simcha because its purpose was for you to be Mekayim your mitzvah, Simchas Yontif, you couldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah properly. Regardless, we have to keep in mind these two ideas, Chagigas Yodalet and the idea that on Yontif, not just Pesach, every single Yontif, a Yid had an obligation to bring a whole slew of karbonos. Oilas Ria, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. On that note, says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Ula said in the name of the great Rabbi Lazar, Shlomim Sheshachta Me'erev Yontif. If somebody has a karbon shlomim, he shechted in on Erev Yontif. Why would he have done that? He had made a neder or a nedava that he's going to bring a carbon shlomim. And he shechted it on Erev Yontif. He has the meat now. It's Yontif. The question is, could it be Yotze's mitzvah simchas Yontif with that meat or not? So Ula said, I was mekalba from Rabbi Loz, a very big chiddush. Ein a Yotze behem. Loi mishum simcha, v'loi mishum chagiga. You can't use that meat to be mekayim your mitzvah of simchas Yontif. And you can't use that meat to be mekayim your chiyuv to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. Mishum Simcha, the reason you can't be Mechayim your mitzvah Simcha is the Chesiv, because it says in the Pasuk, V'zavachto Shlomim, V'yachalto Shom, V'samachto Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. But it says, V'zavachto, V'samachto, both in that Pasuk, and we learn from there, V'inan Zvicha, B'sha Simcha V'lako, that you have to do the Zvicha, you have to Shecht, the Shlomim, whose meat you're going to use to be Mekayim your mitzvah Simcha, at the time that you're Mechayim to be B'simcha. There's no mitzvah to be B'simcha on Erev Yontif. Mitzvah Gedayla, Liyois B'Simcha Tamid, but there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif to be B'Simcha on Erev Yontif, and as a result, it's not this Zman of Simcha, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with that animal. The reason you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Chagiga, that has nothing to do with V'Zavachta V'Samachta, that Pasuk's talking about the Shalmei Simcha. So why can't you be Mekayim your mitzvah of Chagiga, Havidavash HaBechayva? The reason is because this is a Davash HaBechayva, the Shalmei Chagiga is, V'chol Davash HaBechayva, Enei Ba El Menachulim. There's a halacha that any carbon that you have an obligation to bring, there's a din, no matter who, what, when, and where, you're obligated to bring this carbon, you can only use Chulin in order for you to bring this carbon. So being that this carbon that you now want to use for your Shalmei Chagiga was already a carbon because of a neder and a dava that you made. So it's not chulin. So you have this general idea that kol dava shebechoyve enei ba ela mina chulin. So Rabbi Loz Ula, in the name Rabbi Lozer, said two chiddushim, and one, as we'll see in the Gemara, is a much bigger chiddush than the other. He said that if a Yid brought an Erev Yontif a carbon shlomim, and now he has the basar of the shlomim, and it's the first day Yontif, a shlomim's nechel for 2 days and a night. Right? So if you bring it on Erev Yontif, the first day Yontif, you're still going to have basar shlomim. Assuming you didn't finish it, there's no iser noisar until the second day passes. So assuming that you now have the basar shlomim, you want to be yoytze your chiyuve shlomim. Every year had to bring a bunch of shlomims. You had to bring your shalmei chagiga, you had to bring your shalmei simcha. So can I use the basar of the shlomim that I brought on Erev Yontif? You would argue, maybe, yeah. And Ula said, the answer is no. Not the Shalmei Simcha, not the Shalmei Chagiga. Let's go backwards. The Shalmei Chagiga not, because the Shalmei Chagiga is considered a Dovah Shebechoyva. The Chal Dovah Shebechoyva ain't about Elman Achulim. That's not going to be the topic of today's daf. The bigger Chiddush, which will be the topic of today's daf, is the first thing that Rabbi Lazar said. And that is, you can't even be Mekayim your mitzvah of Simcha. And the reason is, it's a hekesh. Vizavachta Shom, Bachalta Shom, Vizamachta, Vizamachta, the din is that the Zvicha has to be at the time of the Simcha, says the Gemara. L'chura, we can bring a raya from a well-known braisa. It says in the Torah, V'hayisa ach sameach. Now this pasuk is at the very end of Parshas Re'eh. The context over there is Yontif, specifically the Yontif of Sukkis. And it says in the Torah on Sukkis, V'hayisa ach sameach, says the Gemara. That pasuk would seem to be extra. And because that pasuk is extra, it's l'chura being marba something that has a din simcha that otherwise I would not have known. Now, first of all, why is the pasuk extra? Simply because there's other psukim that already say that a yidin has to be besimcha on yontif. It says v'samachta v'chagecha. You want to talk about sukkis? That's what the pasuk v'yisa achsameach is. It says v'samachta b'fnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yom. So we know that a yid has to be besimcha on sukkis. So why did Torah have to tell me v'yisa achsameach? So it's going to come now to be marba something. Says the Gemara. You know what it's coming to be marba. The rabbis leila yontif v'achri l'simcha. It's coming to be marba the night of Shmini Atzeres, that there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Shmini Atzeres. Clearly from the Gemara, implied is that there would have been a Hava Mina, Ben Benoy Shel Hava Mina, that maybe there's no mitzvah Simcha on Shmini Atzeres. It's Yontif. It's a good question. Ayin Rashi, Tosfos, but clearly there was a Hava Mina that there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Shmini Atzeres. So the Pasuk of Ayisa Ach Samech, which is an extra Pasuk, is coming to be Marba, that even on Shmini Atzeres, there's a Chi of Simcha. Says, how do you know the Pasuk is coming to be Marba, Leila Yontif Achroid? Maybe it's coming to be Marba, Leila Yontif Arishon. Talmud Loimar. No, it says in the Torah, Ach Cholak. In addition to the Pasuk being extra, but there's also a miut in the Pasuk. For Ayisa Ach Sameach, and Rashi says, Kol Achin Verakin Miutin. Wherever you find the word Ach in the Torah, just like wherever you find the word Rak in the Torah, it's always coming to be my. So this pasuk, although there's a riboy, but there's also a miyot, meaning we have to be marba something, we have to be mayat something. So what are we going to be marba? Leila yontif achron shalchag. You would have thought maybe there's no mitzvah simcha, we'll be marbit. What are we going to be mamait? Leila yontif harishon shalchag. Again, you would, for whatever reason, it's not included in the general din of simchas yontif, and as a result, that's what's going to be included. Says the Gemara, my taimo. Now, what's the reason that there's no mitzvah of simchas yontif, that first night yontif? Meaning, you have a riboy and a miyot, and we're using the miyot of ach to tell me that there's no Simchas Yontif the first night. Question is, why not? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Oh, maybe this is a raya to Rabbi Elazar. Very geshmak. Lad mishum de'in lebi ma'yismach. Because he doesn't have any way to be mekayim the mitzvah. Because we said in the intro, what's the primary way of being mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with the Shalmei Simcha? Now, the first night Yontif, maybe you can't have the Shalmei Simcha. Why not? Why can't you bring it there of Yontif? Oh, later, Rabbi Lazar, there's a din be'inon zvicha b'shas Simcha. So, being that you need to shecht the Shalmei Simcha on Yontif, so Erev Yontif is not Yontif, so you'll tell me shecht it the night of Yontif? No. Be'er tzav so is b'nei Yisrael l'hakrib is korbanen. You can't do avoid that night. So it's impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha. Also, it's impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha, so it's very geshmak. Maybe that's the reason, but the Gemara says, lo, it's not muchach. There's no raya from here. Even though it sounds like maybe this is a great makar to Rabbi Lazar. If there's no Simchas Yontif the first night Yontif, it'd be so geshmak if Rabbi Lazar is right. That would explain everything. You don't have to say it's exeris akasiv that has no pshat. No, it's ma'od matim. It's beautiful. It's because the first night Yontif you don't have a shalmei simcha. Why? Because be'inan zvicha b'shas simcha b'lakav. But the Gemara says it's not muchik. That's the pshat. Maybe the reason is because the tani time of mine rois the rabbis the Yontif ha'achrim lo hitzig le'yontif ha'rishon. The first Shabbos already addresses. Why do we use the pasuk about yisa achsamech to be marba the last night Yontif, and we use Ach to be the night, the first night Yontif, says the Brisa Marbani Leila Yontif Achrin Chiesh Simcha Lefanov. The reason is because there's Simcha Lefanov, meaning the eighth night comes after 7 days of successive Simcha. So it makes sense that the Torah is saying continue being the Simcha. Be mamshich the simcha. Moisani leila yontif harishon, as opposed to the first night Yontif, shein simcha lefanov, where you don't have simcha lefanov, and that's why we chose to be marba Leil Shmini Atzeres, and to be Memayit the first night Yontif. Meaning, the Gemara thought that from the fact that we're Marba Leil Shmini Atzeres and we're Memayit the first night Yontif, it sounds a little bit like Rabbi Elazar Svara. It makes, that would be the determining factor. Why we put the Riboy here, we put the Miyot there, but the Gemara says, no, there's other ways to explain why we put the Riboy where we put it and the Miyot where we put it. In fact, it's a Mefurish of Raisa. So if that's the case, even though it's very nice, it works well with Rabbi Elazar Shita, but Lema Misayayale, that's a little too strong. To say this is a raya to Rabbi Elazar, that much not. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef has the kasho. Chagigas arba asa yoytz b'mishum simcha. You can be mekayim your mitzvah simcha with the chagigas yodalit v'ein yoytz b'mishum chagiga. However, you can't use the chagigas yodalit to be mekayim your mitzvah and your obligation to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. So this is where the Chagigas Yudalit and the Shalmei Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha are meeting each other. So we know what the Chagigas Yudalit is. We know what the Chiyuv to bring a Shalmei Chagiga and a Shalmei Simcha is. Says the Braisa, you can use your Chagigas Yudalit to be Mekayim, your mitzvah of Simcha, meaning in lieu of your Shalmei Simcha, but you can't use it in lieu of your Shalmei Chagiga. What's the Kasha? When was the Chagigas Yudalit brought? On Yudalit. It was brought on Erev Yontif. If it was brought on Erev Yontif, that means you didn't shecht it on Yontif itself. So how can you use it? According to Rabbi Loza, that there's a din, that you can only be Mekayim Yishalmei Simcha with a carbon that you actually shechted it on Yontif. Because there's a din, you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, Amai. So why could the Yotz with the Chagigas Yudalit be in the Zvicha B'Shah Simcha? You have to shecht it on Yontif. Amar Avidi Bar Rabin, She'igi V'Shachta. You know what the Braisa means when it said that you could be yoitz with your chagigas yodal, not when you shechted the chagigas yodal in an erev yontif, and now you want to eat the meat on yontif. That's not what it means. What it means is you were mafresh the animal as a chagigas yodal. You never ended up shechting it for whatever reason, and now it's yontif. Oh, you want to shecht it on yontif. So what's the shaila? The shaila is not that I shechted it before yontif. The shaila is I was mafresh it already as a chagigas yodal. Can I use a chagigas yodal or can I not? What's the halacha? For the Shalmei Simcha, I can. For the Shalmei Chagiga, I cannot. For the Shalmei Simcha, I can because at the end of the day, it's a Shlomen. For the Shalmei Chagiga, I can't because the Shalmei Chagiga is treated as a Dover Shebechayva. The whole Dover Shebechayva, like the Gemara said, but either way, you have no raya from Rav Ashi. I'm Mistabra. Rav Ashi said that it's actually very Mistabra, this Teretz. Why do you like Temahachi? Because if not, Hamas Isa Makatani law. That price that Rabbi Yosef asked from, Chagiga Sarba Asa, Yoitzeba Mishum Simcha, Vein Yoitzeba Mishum Chagiga. If it sounds familiar, it's because we saw this braisa on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. It's an excerpt of a longer braisa that the Gemara already addressed. And the tan in that braisa was none other than Ben Teima. Now, says Rav Ashi, Ben Teima, Apostle Abelina. According to Ben Teima, it's impossible to shecht the Chagigas Yudalid on Yudalid and then have a conversation about can I use the basar on Tezvav to be yoytze my mitzvah simcha or my mitzvah shalmei chagiga. Why is it impossible to be having that conversation? Because Ben Teima is the one that holds that the Chagigas Yudalit was treated like the Karban Pesach. If it's treated like the Karban Pesach, it can only be eaten for a day and a night. That means when you wake up the first morning on Yontif, if you still have flesh sitting around, you have to burn it. You're not allowed to use it anymore. So if that's the case, what's the Hamamin you should be able to use it? Oh, Shema Minah. You see from here, like the Gemara answered, like Rav Idi Bar Rabin said, She'ike v'shachto, that we don't mean where you shechted the Chagigas Yudalit on Erev Yontif and now you want to use it on Yontif. We're not having that conversation. Of course, that's not Nogeya. Why? Maybe like Rabbi Loza said, the whole Havamin over here that you would be able to use, and what the Bryce is really talking about is when you shechted it on Yontif, it's a massive Rabbi, another Kasha. The Mishnah says, Ahalu v'asimcha shmoina. This is referring, of course, to Sukkis. Sukkis, Midday Raisa, is 8 days of Yontif. You have the 7 days of Sukkis, and then you have Shmini Atzeres. Pesach is really only 7 days Midday Raisa. In Chutzlar, it's Yontif Sheni Shal Golius, Yontif Sheni Shal Geula. Then we have an 8th day. But really, Sukkis Midday Raisa has an 8th day. So the Mishnah says, Halil v'asimcha shmoina. So there's a mitzvah of simcha for 8 days. Now, if you're going to tell me that the only way you could bring the Shalmei Simcha is if you shecht it on Yontif itself. Then not every year you're going to have 8 days of Simcha. It's possible to only have 7 days of Simcha. How? If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so then you can't shecht the Shalmei Simcha because the Shalmei Simcha is not Doiche Shabbos. So if it's not Doiche Shabbos, you'll have no way of being Mekayim your Mitzvah Simcha. So if you have no way of being Mekayim your Mitzvah Simcha, so how could the Mishnah say that the halach is you Mekayim it for 8 days? Oh, must be. When the first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, you're going to bring the Shalmei Simcha when? On Erev Yontif. I be in on Zvicha B'Shah Simcha V'lekos. I'm Osef Rava. That was Rava's Kasha. On Rava Loss. I'm Ravuna. Read Rav Yehuda. That's not a Kasha. Maybe Mesamchoi B'Sirei HaRegolim. Maybe the way you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Simcha on the first day Yontif is with the Chatois, the goats that were brought as part of the Musafin or the special Karbonis that were brought on Sukkis. You can use those Seirim, those Chatois, eat the flesh of the Chatos, and be Mekayim, your Mitzvah Simcha. This is a very difficult Havamina, and the Gemara jumps on it. Amar Rava, Rava says, Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar. There's two problems with this. Chada, number one, the Seir Regalim, Chai Nechalim, Slei Nechalim. Number one, the Seir Regalim were eaten raw. They weren't eaten roasted. Now, this shouldn't be taken out of context, because really, ordinarily, the Seirim and all the Chatois, all the Kamanas were eaten roasted. They had to be eaten roasted. We'll see more about this in the Raid Bite. But they had to be eaten roasted. What the Gemara means to say is that the Seir of Yontif that was brought when Yontif fell out on Shabbos, it couldn't have been eaten roasted. It had to be eaten raw. The reason is because even though the carbon itself was Doicha Shabbos, but roasting it is not Doicha Shabbos. And the Simcha B'chaylach. But the point is, it had to be eaten raw. If it has to be eaten raw, you can't be Mekayim your Mitzvah of Simcha, because you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah of Simcha with raw meat. Besides, Kehanim Meichlin. The Kehanim were the ones that ate of Yisrael B'mas Meichim. It's very nice. The Kehanim are having a great time. They're eating flesh. But what does that do with me? What does that have to do with someone that's not a Kayan? He can't be Yotze with that. So you're going to tell me you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Simcha? All 8 days, when the first day falls down, it's like, it's not with the Shalmei Simcha, but rather you're going to be Mekayim with this campus. So, Omer El, Omer Papa, Rapapa said, you have to say that when Yontif falls out the first day on Shabbos, the way you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Simcha, coined Rabbi Lazar, is not with the Shalmei Simcha. He doesn't give you that option to bring the Shalmei Simcha of Yontif, but rather the way that you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Simcha is in some other way. You wear a nice suit, you'll drink Yayanoshan, not just wine, but aged wine, good wine, and there's other ways to be Mekayim your Mitzvah of Simcha. So the way to be Mekayim Mitzvah Simcha L'katchila is with the Shlomim, but there's bidiyevit ways of doing it. Again, we're going to get to these sugyas later in the Masechta. Zokta Gemara Yosef Ravin Amar Rabbi Lazar. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said over in the name of Rabbi Lazar something very different than what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Lazar. So the primary topic of the daf to this point has been what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, and that is, if you shech the carbon shlomim erev yontif, you brought it as a neder and a dove, and now you want to use the meat of the carbon shlomim to be Mekayim your Mitzvah of Simcha, you can't do it. To be Mekayim your mitzvah chagiga, for sure you can. But even the mitzvah simcha, you can't. Why not? Because it says in the Torah, "Zavachta shlomet v'chalta shlomet zavachta lefnei Hashem alokecha." You need zvicha b'shas simcha v'lecha. The zvicha and the simcha have to happen at the same time. So you need to be Mekayim your mitzvah of achilas shlomim of simcha with a shlomim that was slaughtered on Yontif itself. This is what Ula heard from Rabbi Lazar. Not surprisingly, Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael and he heard a little bit of a different version. So many Gemaras and Shas where you find an idea like this. And Ravin said, I heard Rabbi Lazar say, shlomim shashachtim erev yontif. If you shlechted a carbon shlomim erev yontif, yoytze behem mishum simcha. You could be yoytze in mitzvah simcha. It's vein yoytze behem mishum chagigo. You just can't be yoytze in mitzvah chagigo. Yoytze mishum simcha, yoytze in mitzvah simcha. Because why be in a zvicha b'shav simcha? There's no such halacha that you need zvicha b'shav simcha. Why mishum chagigo? The reason you can't be yoytze in mitzvah chagigo, because the chagiga is a davash shavachayva, the chol davash shavachayva ain't about element achulin. So you can't be yotze the chagiga because davash shavachayva ain't about element achulin. Rava corroborated that part of what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, but where he had a different messiah was he heard from Rabbi Lazar you could be yotze the mitzvah of shalmei simcha even with a shlomin that was brought on erev yontif. So what was a raya in the beginning of the sugya alema mesayele to the first version of Rabbi Lazar is now going to be a kasha on the second version of Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara is literally going to repeat what it did in the beginning of the sugya, but instead of being a raya, now it's a kasha. Why? Because the script flipped. The shita just changed. So what was a raya to the shita initially is going to be a kasha now to the second version of the shita. V'yisa achsamech, says in the Braisa, V'yisa achsamech, the rabbi is leila yontav achrin. His pasuk is marba, that there's a mitzvah of simcha, how do you know that Pasuk is coming to be Marba the last night of Yontav, meaning Shmini Atzeres? Maybe it's coming to be Marba the first night of Yontav. You have a ribu, you have a mit. We're Marba one thing, and we're Mayit something else. As the Gemara, my time, why would we be Mayit the first night of Yontav, be Marba Shmini Atzeres? Why is Shmini Atzeres more of a Meyuchis than the first night of Yontav? Oh, love. Mishum de'en lebe Mayisamach. Because he has no way to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha. Because being in Zvicha B'sha Simcha V'leka, which is a kasha on the way Ravin said over Rabbi Lazar's halacha that there is no din of being in Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. The Gemara says, "Loi, it's not a raya, it's not a kasha." Kedetanya, the reason when the night, the first night of Yontif, has nothing to do with Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, but rather we have to be marba one thing, we have to be marba something else. It just makes more sense to be marba the last night than the first night. Why? I'm a foolish nebrais. I'm not roisel. Rabbis the Yontif Achra loitz the Yontif Rishon. Marba ni leil Yontif Achra sheish Simcha lefanav mitz and the Yontif Rishon shein Simcha lefanav. Verbatim, like we saw earlier on the Yomin, makes more sense to be marba the last night Yontif, because you've already been besimcha for 7 days, so let's just bring it on one more day, as opposed to the first night where you haven't been besimcha yet. Erev Yontif, you aren't besimcha. So now the question is, should we start the mitzvah of simcha a night earlier? So it's more mistaber to continue it another night rather than to preempt it and start it one night earlier. Exhale. So the Gemara now is going to continue and shift topics. May inyan le inyan, but oisa inyan. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, "Minayin le'imurei chagigas chamisha asar shenav solam b'lina." How do you know that the Emurim of the Chagiga that was brought on the 15th day of Yontif is possible. So we're talking about the Chagiga that was brought on the 15th day of Yontif, also known as the 15th day of the month, also known as the Shalmei Chagiga. So we're discussing a Karban Shlomim, and we're discussing the Shalmei Chagiga. We're also discussing the Emurim of the Shalmei Chagiga. What was done with the Emurim of the Shalmei Chagiga? The same thing that was done with the Emurim of all Karbanas. It was put on the Mizbeach. Achilas Mizbeach. It was offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Avodah of Akhtara. The halacha is that the Emurim had to be burnt the night that the Karban was brought. So the Karban was brought on Tezvav Nisan. You had Tezvav Day. You had that next night, which is already Leil Tezayin, to burn it. By the next morning, if you didn't burn it, it became pasul. It was pasul belina, noiser, but it became pasul. Says Rav Kahana, how do you know that the emurim of the chagigas chamisha asar become pasul belina? How do you know it's pasul belina right away? Now, to appreciate this a little bit more, the carbon shlamin, the carbon chagiga was a shlamin. A shlamin is kachem kalim. The basar of kachem kalim could be eaten for 2 days and a night. Being that it could be eaten for 2 days and a night, that means the basar is not going to be pasul belina yet. For the basar, you're going to be able to schlep it out a little bit longer. So if you brought it on Tezvav, that's when you're supposed to bring it, you'll have Tezvav to eat it, you'll have Leil Tezayin, and then you can have the whole day of Tezayin. Which means the Emurim become pasul belina before the basar does. That's all part of the Gemara's question. How do you know that when it comes to the Emurim, the halach is that it becomes pasul belina immediately? Tosfos speaks out, it's a one-line Tosfos, mehacha nafka b'chol emurim. That this Gemara that we're about to learn, although Rav Kahana was addressing it to the Chagiga that was born on the 15th day of Yontif, but really this is a more general Shaila. Every single carbon, it doesn't matter if it's Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kadashim, doesn't matter what type of carbon it is. The Alachim's Day Murim had to be brought that day or that night. By the next morning, it was ready, Pasul Belina. The question is, how do you know that? Regardless, Shenemar, he learned it from the following Pasuk. It says, Lo Sizbach al Chometz Dam Zivchi. Okay, we need the next part of the Pasuk. Lo Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker. So you now let allow Chelev Chagi to be around, the fats of Chagi, to be around until the morning. And then the Pasuk says, right afterwards, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. That's the mitzvah Bikurim, Lo Yisavash Gidi B'Chalevimoy. That's the Isra Bals of Echalav. So says Rav Kahana, it says in the Torah, regarding the Psalina of Emurim, V'lo Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boiker. V'som Echalev, immediately afterwards, it says, Reishis, L'meimer, you know what's coming to teach me? The high Boiker, Boiker Rishin. Reishis meaning the first morning. So the Chagig was born in Tezvav. Oh, Tezayin in the morning, it's already going to be possible in. So you would add a Havamina, maybe it can be around a little bit longer. And from the word biker, I hear, but it says Rashis right afterwards. So Rashis qualifies the word biker, and it says the Eshta Margin. That's what it means. That next morning, at that point, it's already going to be possible in. Maskevah, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the Kash, time because of Rashis, all because of Rashis, Havamina, my biker, biker, sheni. So it sounds like we needed a special pasuk, Rav Kahana, to teach me this halacha. Without biker and Rashis, you would have thought that what does biker mean? Maybe it means the second morning. So you brought it on Tezvav. You can be Makta Day Murim Tezvav, Leil Tezayin, the whole Tezayin, then the whole night of Yudzayin, and it's going to be the next morning, already knee deep into Chol Hamoed, when you can have an obligation to go ahead. Says the Gemara, Mi'ikamidi, is it possible? The Basa Ifsalei Mi'urta Ve'murim Atzafra? Says it can't be. You know why it can't be? Because if that's the case, it's going to come out that you can keep the Emurim around longer than the Basa. Because how long can you keep the basar of the Shalmei Chagiga around? It's a shlamim. So you have 2 days and a night. So if you brought in Tezvav, you have the whole day of Tezvav. You have that next night, which is Tezayin. And you have the whole day of Tezayin. By Shkia, Rabbeinu Tam, of that next night, you're done. You can't have the basar around. Now, if there's a biker sheni in the Havamin of Rav Kahana, without the basar, you would have thought you have a whole nother day. That means the Emurim could be around longer than the basar. And Rav Yosef said, I have a major problem with that. Is it possible that the basar becomes pasul belina before the Emurim? So you'll say, I don't know. Why is it such a big deal? What's the Havamina? So for this, we need an appreciation of kachim. The reason is because we know that kachim kalim could be eaten for 2 days and a night. Kachim kadoshim can only be eaten for 1 day and a night. Because it's so kaidish, you can't have it around longer. Because it's so kaidish, it becomes possibly in a right away. The emurim of kachim kalim have a din of kachim kadashim. That's the way it is. So even in kachim kalim, but the emurim kachim kalim have a din of kachim kadashim. Where's that nogeya? In Mesechtes Me'ilah. It underpins the whole Mesechta. Emurim kachim kalim, lifnei zrika, lachat zrika. But the point is, it has a din of kachim kadashim. So if that's the case, essentially what you're telling me is, the basar of the shlamim, I have 2 days and a night. The Imurim, I have 2 days and two nights. The Imurim is Kachin Kadoshim. The boss is Kachin Kalim. How could the Kachin Kadoshim be more Kuladig as it relates to the Psulina than the Kachin? But I'm only Abaya told Rav Yosef. Again, when there's Rav Yosef, there's Abaya. So Abaya turns to Rav Yosef and he says, Alam Aloy. Why not? What's the big deal? Every Pesach, every carbon Pesach, Rav Ozben Azario, the boss of Yifsalim Chatzois. This is the McCarthy eating Dafi coming before Chatzois. It's Rav Ozben Azario Shita. Another sugi we have to figure out a way to get to between now and Hadron Allah and Sechus Psalka. But the point is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, you can only eat the basar until chatzos. Emurim at Zafran, you for sure have the emurim until the morning. So you see that it's not muchach, even though Rabbi Yosef's coming with a blitz. What do you mean? It's kachim, this kachim kadoshim, this kachim kalim. How can the emurim be more kuladig than the basar? You see this by every carbon pass. I'm a Rava. So Rava heard what Abaya said. And when there's Rabbi Yosef, there's Abaya. And when there's Abaya, there's often Rava, right? So a Rava turned to Abaya, and he said, Abaya, Rabbi Yosef, hachi kakashli. You didn't understand the Rebbe's kashan. You didn't understand what Rabbi Yosef was coming to ask. He meant to ask a whole different question. His question was, quote, mi'ikam midi, the ilu tana lebasa loy bay reishas. The tana didn't need the word reishas to teach me the laws of basa. But Rav Kahana le murim bay reishas, but Rav Kahana fe murim did need reishas, says the Gemara, ma'hi. Sounds like a lambda shakashna. But what exactly is this question? So the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to bring a braisa. The braisa is going to be a little bit ambiguous. The Gemara is going to explain what the braisa means. And when we finish explaining the braisa, we'll understand what Rava meant when he explained Rabbi Yosef's kasha, or Rav Kahana said, with this one line that we just read. Either way, says the Gemara, Mahi, what's going on in the time? Here's the braisa. It says in the Torah, V'loyolim in abasar, asher tizbach ba'erev, b'yoyim arishoy la'boiker. Says the Gemara, Limeid, this pasuk is coming to teach me, al chagigas yudalid, it means the chagiga that was brought on, yudalid, shenechelus l'shnei yom of laila echad, that it could be eaten for 2 days and a night. This is not like the Shita ben Tema, who said that the chagigas yudalid had to be eaten for a day and a night. Come argue, they all 2 days and a night. How do you know it? You learn it from this pasuk. V'loyolim in abasar, asher tizbach ba'erev, this pasuk teaches me that you have 2 days and a night to eat. It says, how do you know? Maybe it's only a day and a night. Make it tasty 2 days and a night. So the price is not explained. Because if you look at the pasuk, it's a little bit wordy. Sounds a little like this. Bayoim harishon means the morning. Laboiker means the morning. So what's B'yem Arishon L'Boiker? Oh, that's what's coming to teach me, that you have 2 days and a night. Which carbon doesn't mean? The Tana the Braisa holds it was the Chagigas Nidalit. So this is where you see that the Chagigas Nidalit, you didn't have a day and a night to eat it, like Ben Tema, like the carbon Pesach. Already had 2 days and a night, says the Braisa. Maybe not. Oyeni Elo Boiker Rishon. Maybe really what it means is Boiker Rishon. Okay, now. Now, if you're going to tell me you only have a day and a night, we know that there's some objective piece of information that says that the Chagiga was eaten for 2 days and a night. How could you tell me the Chagiga of your Dal was eaten for a day and a night? You'll have to say, Chutz Mizu, it means the other Chagigas, which meaning the Shalmi Chagiga that was brought on Yantav. But as opposed to the Chagigas Yadal, maybe for that you only have a day and a night. Says Nebrais, when it says, Im Neder Oy Nadova, this is another pasuk. Im Neder Oy Nadova Zevach Karbonoi, B'yem Akriva Yezivcha Yeyachal, Umi Machras, Fanoisim Imenu Yeyachal. That pasuk is the pasuk that teaches me that you had 2 days and a night to eat the carbon shlomo. So says Nebrais, when it says, Im Neder Oy Nadova, Im is an extra word, Limit, it's coming to teach me Al Chagigas Yudalit, Shenacheles, Mabez Yom and Valai La'achas. Teach me, you have 2 days and a night to eat it. So again, we had a braisa. The Gemara is going to dissect this braisa for a few lines now. The braisa is discussing the chagiga of Yodal, which we know a lot about now. And the braisa is saying that you have 2 days and a night to eat the chagiga of Yodal, which is the sheet of the Chachamim, that's the Mishnah, on the Afsamech Tesam, is the like of Entayim, that it wasn't treated like Karmat, even though it was brought with the Karmat Pesach, but rather you had 2 days and a night. What's the makar to that? Says the braisa, I'm going to tell you the makar. It says in the Torah, V'lo yolin min habasa shetizbach ba'erev, Bayoim Harishon Laboiker. The pasuk is referring to the Chagigas Nidalin. How do we know? Kacha. And it says Bayoim Harishon Laboiker. You have till tomorrow and then again till, oh, it's 2 days. Bayoim Harishon is 1 day, Laboiker is another day, to teach me that you have 2 days and a night to be able to do it. But he wants to say, how do you know? Maybe it's not what it means. I mean, we just finished explaining, so it's such a geshmak of makar. Bayoim Harishon Laboiker, 1 day, 2 days, and then the Gemara just deflects it. Maybe not. I hear. I mean, I thought it was geshmak. Give me a good reason why. The Gemara will explain that in a second. But for now, the way we read the price, the Gemara says, Efshefakeret. Maybe not. Where says I hear? I'll pay. I know from somewhere else because it says ve'im neder ein adava, and this is in the pasuk that says shlomim mezikta for 2 days and a night. The word ve'im is extra, and that word, extra word of ve'im teaches me that the chagigas yedalut was eaten for 2 days and a night. So initially we thought the makar would be bayoyim harishon laboiker, and then at the end of the brayson the makar seems to be something else. Ve'im neder ein adava. The word ve'im is coming to be in marav. Zok tigemara amar mar oyeinay ela boiker rishon. So the brayson initially said that this pasuk is a makar to teach me that chagigas yedal could be eaten for 2 days. How do you know that? Bayoyim harishon is one day, la boiker is another day. And then the brayson simply dismissed it by saying maybe not. Frey tigemara. What do you mean? Amrik shuayim bayoyim harishon and rebeikah sheinay yom. I gave you a good reason why I think this is the way it is. Don't just say maybe not. You have to come with a good reason. Mor says hachi coming. I'll tell you. Maybe. Maybe the way you read the pasuk is the pasuk. The reason it said bayom harishon and laboiker, which is clearly extra, is not to teach me chagigas yudalid 2 days. Maybe the pasuk is not just talking about one chagiga. Maybe it's about two chagigas. The two chagigas that were brought on Pesach, the chagigas yudalid and the chagigas tezvav. Achas chagigas yudalid, achas chagigas tezvav. And the reason the pasuk says bayom harishon and laboiker, each reference is to each one of the individual karbanos that we're discussing. Zula baikra, the zula baikra. Bayayim arishon for chagigas nidalit and la baikir for chagigas tezva. You know what the Rice is telling me? That maybe what the pasuk means when it says bayayim arishon la baikir is not only the chagigas nidalit like ben tema was eaten for a day and a night, but maybe even the chagigas tezvav was only eaten for a day and a night. Other Amar, so the Brayson said it can't be. You know why? Because all the kaimel chagiga nechelas l'shnei yom v'layla echad. It's we know that the chagiga was nechelas l'shnei yom v'layla echad, and that, how could that be? Meaning, which chagiga is now eaten for 2 days and a night? If this pasuk is not only telling me that the chagigas yedalit was eaten for a day and a night, but it's also telling me that the chagigas tezvav, that's the only other tzad. So the only way to make sense of the chagigas yedal eaten for a day and a night is if you also accept that the chagigas tezvav was eaten for a day and a night. Because otherwise, here by Yemer Rishon Labayk, which is teaching me 2 days. Teretz is, you'll tell me, one is telling me chagigas yedal, one is telling me chagigas tezvav. So you can, we know chagigas nechelas was eaten for 2 days and a night. It has to be one of the chagigas. And by the way, we even know the makar to it. Because it says im neder, im kainim neder im nadav im amai. What is it referring to? That's the makar that there's a chagiga that was eaten for 2 days and a night. I chagigas yedalid or ksibba yoyim v'layla. And I chagigas tezvav or ksibba yoyim v'layla. Ella, you know what you have to say? Hayla chagigas tezvav. Must be that pasuk is referring to chagigas tezvav, and the Rishonim speak out and chagigas yudalid. Vehech kulei kro lechagigas yudalid limed al chagigas yudalid l'shenechelus l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. The pasuk bayom harishon laboiker, if it meant that the chagigas nidal is only eaten for 1 day, it would mean the chagigas tezvav was also only eaten for a day. Because the way you would have to learn the pasuk is bayom harishon is referring to the chagigas nidal, and laboiker is referring to the chagigas tezvav. Then you'd be stuck with a drasha. The im nedera nidava, the word vim is extra. It teaches me the chagigas nachelas for 2 days and a night. You'd have an extra pasuk here. Why would you have an extra pasuk? Because what's it coming to be marba? All the chagigas are only eaten for a day and a night. Must be then that the way you read the pasuk is that the chagigas nidal was eaten by Yom Rishon Laboiker for 2 days and a night. And the im neder means that the shalmei chagiga was also eaten for 2 days and a night, meaning all the chagigas were eaten for 2 days and a night. And therefore, the bottom line is that all chagigas, just to say it again, were eaten for 2 days. Okay, so what does that do with us? What's up? Says the Gemara. Rava turned Abaya, and he said, you don't understand Rabbi Yosef's kashya. Again, let's just keep the bigger picture in mind. Rav Kahana said that the emurim of the Shalmei Chagiga were pasul belina by the next morning. Which means that even though the basar of the Shlomim, he had 2 days and a night until it became pasul benoisar, the emurim became pasul when it's noisar, also known as lina, after already the next morning. How did he know that? He learned it from a pasuk. It says, V'layolin chelav chagi ad boiker. V'samachle, it says, Reishis. Which boiker? Not the second morning, but rather the first morning. And Rav Yosef asked the kasha. And Abaya, Rava then had a problem with Rav Yosef's kasha. So Rava turned to Abaya and says, you know what? You had a problem with Rav Yosef's kasha. You don't understand Rav Yosef's kasha. I'm going to tell you what Rav Yosef's kasha was. He was asking a kasha from this braisa. Okay, what do you see in this braisa? The only reason we're saying that laboiker means the second morning is because it says Bayoim Arishnoin and Boiker. And it's for that reason we say the Mai Boiker Boiker Shein. But if it would just say Boiker, it would mean Boiker Rishon. How do we know the Chagigas Yudalar is eaten for 2 days and a night? Let's just take out that one excerpt from the Braisa. Because it says Bayoim Arishnoin La Boiker. Bayoim Arishnoin means 1 day, La Boiker means the second day. Okay, what does that imply? That had it only said Bayoim Arishnoin, I would say you have 1 day to eat the carbon chagigas yudal. If it would have said only la poiker, I would have said the same thing. You only have 1 day to eat it. So if that's the case, so Rabbi Yosef turned to Rav Kahana. He says, "Why did you need a drasha for v'loyol in chel of chagi at poiker reishis bekuri at maschel to teach me poiker means the next morning? Reishis means mamish the next morning." Unracious, I would know the same thing. Because you see from this braisa that the Tana held, v'afagav the loik sitba racious, you have the same halacha. That's what Rabbi Yosef meant to ask. Right, it's just kedai to just see the Gemara inside again. 3 lines from the bottom on Ayin Aleph, Amar Aleph. Amar Rava, so Rava turns to Abai, he says, you don't understand Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Rabbi Yosef hachika kasha le. This was his question. Mi ikamidi, is there such a thing? The ilu Tana, lebasa loiba irashis. When the Tana, meaning the Tana of the braisa, when he was discussing the sugya of basa chagigus yudale, and he's trying to figure out whether you have 1 day to eat it like Bentema, or you have 2 days to eat it. So what did he say? He said you have 2 days to eat it. But in his cheshvin, it's clear, he holds that biker means the next morning, even unracious. In Rav Kahana, le murim by racious. Rav Kahana and Amayra, he's teaching the pasuk differently than the Tana of Avraisa. Rav turned to Abaye, he said, this was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Rabbi Yosef asks a good kasha, and the Gemara leaves it with Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Either way, today's daf is really made up of two parts. Real kachim, but two parts. The first part of today's daf was discussing the Shalmei Simcha, and whether or not there's a halacha that the Shalmei Simcha had to be a shlomim that was shachot on yontif or not. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Lazar that Rabbi Lazar said, it says in the pasuk, "V'zavach to shlomim, v'chal to shlomim, v'samach to v'nei Hashem alokecha, b'inan zvicha b'shas simcha." And unless you shechted the carbon shlomim on yontif itself, you couldn't be mekayim your mitzvah of simcha. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he reported very differently. He said, "I heard from Rabbi Lazar just the opposite, that there is no halacha of b'inan zvicha b'shas simcha. My nafkamina, if somebody brought a shlomim as a neder and a dav on erev yontif, he has meat left over for the next day. It's fine to have meat over for the next day. The question is now is." Am I allowed to use that meat for my mitzvah? Or am I not allowed to use that meat for my mitzvah? What's the tzad? Yeah, it's a shlomim. What's the tzad not? Be'inon zvicha b'shas simcha. Second part of the daf discussed a very important, really klolius tiga halacha that's nogeya kachim, and that is the emurim of all karbonas. Even though there's so many gemaras and dinim as it relates to the basar of a carbon, how much time you have to eat it. But when it comes to emurim, it's all the same. All emurim were created equally. They all need to be burnt no later then by the following morning. So if you brought the carbon today, you'd have today and tonight, but by the next morning, at that point, it's going to be pasul. How do you know that? Rav Kahana said it's learned that from the pasuk that says, v'loyol in chel of chagi ad boiker, and the next words, completely unrelated, it's talking about bikurim, reishis bikuri ad mascha, but reishis and boiker teaches me by the next morning. Rav Yosef had a problem with why Rav Kahana would have needed reishis to teach me that. Rav Yosef has no problem with the halacha. He just felt boiker itself would teach it to me, even without reishis. Regardless, exhale. So, yesterday's daf ayin got cut a little bit short. So just to go back a little bit to the topic of yesterday's daf, which was also a little bit the topic of today's daf, and that is the halacha of the Chagigas Yudalet. So it's clear that on Erev Pesach, when the Yidden brought their carbon Pesach, they brought another carbon together with it. In a sense, this is the rest of the story. Meaning, we're all familiar with the carbon Pesach. But in addition to the carbon Pesach, there was another carbon that was being brought. This carbon was a carbon Shlomim. It was a Shalmei Chagiga. Not to be confused with the Shalmei Chagiga that was brought on Yontif. This Shalmei Chagiga was brought on Yudal Nisan. And we saw that there was a major machloikis tanoim in terms of the dinim of this Shalmei Chagiga. Do you treat it like an ordinary shlomim? Do you treat it like a Shalmei Yochid, a Shalmei Tzibur, maybe even treat it like a Karban Pesach? Because me that was brought together with the Karban Pesach, maybe on some level it should be treated like the Karban Pesach. Now what was the purpose of it? Why was it brought? So the Gemara said on the top of the Ayin Amid Aleph, Ubemuet mi umay time. Why was this brought? Kedetanya chagiga haboim a pesach necheles tchiva kedeshe pesach nechel alasoif. The reason is because there's a din that the carbon pesach needs to be nechal al ha-soifa. And because the Korban Pesach needs to be nechal al ha-soifa, that would mean that you would have to eat something beforehand. So that being that you would have to eat something beforehand, so what is that something that you're going to eat? The something that you're going to eat before is going to be the Chagigos Yadav. Now, just a few ha'aras. The first thing is, the Gemara said very, very clearly in the sugya, the bottom of Samech Tes Amad Beis, the top of Daf Ayin Amad Aleph, Amar Rav Ashi, Shema Mino Chagigos Arba Asar Lav Choyvehim. You see from the sugya, there were rayas to it, that the Chagigas Yud Dalid is not something that you're obligated to do. There's another Lashon HaGemara, very similar, a little sharper. In Chagigah Daf Ches Amar Aleph, Alma Kasavar, says the Gemara, Chagigas Arba Asar, Lavdoi Raisa. That the Chagigas Arba Asar is Lavdoi Raisa. But it's important not to take both of these lines out of context. Because the truth is, it sounds a little bit like this is some optional thing that you can do or not do. And by the way, it's not even Midai Raisa. It's only Midai Rabban. Now, to bring Karbonis Midai Rabbanon is not simple. Because if Midai Raisa, you have no obligation to bring a carbon, you can't just decide, I want to bring a carbon. You're going to have Chulun Bazar problems. Now, with a Shlomim, it's not really an issue. Because you could always bring a Shlomim as a Neder and a Dava. So you really won't have a Chulun Bazar problem. But still, the Gemara sounds like it's not Choyva. It's not obligatory. The Gemara seems to say it's not a deraisa, which would then suggest that it's a derabbanan. But clearly, that's not entirely true. Number one, the last Gemara that we just learned, this braisa that the Gemara discussed on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara dash in the pasuk, it says v'lo yolin min abasar asher tizbach ba'erev bayoyim harishon labayker. And the Gemara dash, what's the pasuk teaching me? That the chagigas new David is eaten for 2 days and a night. You would have thought maybe it's like the Korban Pesach, you only have a day to eat it. Kamash Malon, you have 2 days and a night to eat it. But we have a pasuk in the Torah that's addressing very, very clearly the Chagigos Yudalit. So obviously this is not a Durabbanon Diga Korban. Of course, this is a Deraisa Diga Korban. But the truth is, it's even sharper than that. Because there's a pasuk, a very, very, very mysterious pasuk. The pasuk's in Parshas Re'eh, in the Kriya of Aset Asner. And the pasuk says as follows, V'zavachto Pesach l'Hashem Elokecho, you should bring the Korban Pesach, of course on Erev Pesach, Tzoyin u'bakar, b'mokoyim asher yifchar Hashem l'shakein shmo yisham. You hear the pasuk? V'zavachto Pesach l'Hashem Elokecho, you should bring a Korban Pesach. Okay, what should the Korban Pesach be? Tzoyin. It can be from Tzoyin. What does Tzoyin mean? Kvasim or Ezen, either sheep or goats. U'bakar, or it could be cattle. It could be a bull. You have to bring it Dafka in Yerushalayim, Dafka in the Harabais, in the Beis HaMikdash, L'shakin Shmo Yisham. This pasuk is a pella, it's this retire. How do you read this pasuk? You can bring the Korban Pesach min HaBakar. The Korban Pesach had to be brought min HaKvasim and min HaIzen. So how in the world do you bring this pasuk? That Ben Ezra, in Parshas Re'eh, very, very fleetingly, but it's a little bit more barichos in Parshas Broi, he says, Omer Rab Moshe ben Amram HaParsi. You heard from Rav Moshe ben Amram HaParsi. I believe he was a Karoi. He was from the Karaites. But he quotes Rav Moshe ben Amram HaParsi, who said that, L'chura, the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzoyinu Bakar. It sounds like you can bring the Korban Pesach even from Bakar. Everybody knows the Korban Pesach had to be brought min ha'kvasim u'min ha'izen. Had to be brought from sheep or goats. So he says, no. Where does it say that the Korban Pesach had to be brought Tzoyin, kvasim and izen? It says it in Parashas Boy. Listen to what he said. It was only Pesach Mitzrayim that had to be brought that way. But Pesach Doiros had to be a Zachar, but you could bring a male cow. If you wanted to bring a bull as your Korban Pesach, that was something that you were allowed to do. It was Davka Pesach Mitzrayim that was like that. But Pesach Doiros not. Now, what would be the Svara? So he said a very nice Svara. Tamoy v'nimuka imoy. He said because Pesach Mitzrayim was all about killing Mishchu Yetchem Avodah Zarah. At that time, the Avodah Zarah of the Yidden was the Avodah Zarah of Egypt, and that was the Seh. So there it had to be Dafka Minaseh. But with Doiros, why? Who said it had to be Minaseh? So maybe that's what the Pasuk means. So he says, it's a Chiddush? I know it's a Chiddush, but it's a Pasuk in the Torah. V'zavach Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzoyinu Bakar. I am Parshas Boy. It has to be Dafka, said Rav Moshe ben Amram HaParsi, as quoted in the Evan Ezra, both in Parshas Boy and in Parshas Re'eh, that it must be that there was a difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiros. Devin Ezra says, don't pay attention to what Moshe ben Parsi said, since of course that's not pshat. Okay, now what is the pshat? It says in the Torah, it's a vach pesach l'Hashem alaykecha tzoynu bakar. So what does it mean to tzoynu bakar? So Rashi in Chumash, b'loshoyne yazov, quotes this a free, that says, you know what it means? There's a vach pesach l'Hashem alaykecha, that's referring to the carbon pesach. She'nemar min ha'kfosim u min ha'izam tikach. Ubak, basar. You know what ubasar means? L'chagiga. That's referring to the chagiga. She'nimnu ala pesach habura meruva. Because if you have a situation where you're going to have a lot of people that signed up on a carbon pesach, which means you're not going to be able to eat the carbon pesach ala soiva. Mevi'en imay chagiga. You have to bring a chagiga with it. Kidei she'yehen nechal ala soiva. It's like this will be nechal ala soiva. But what's the point? You have a sefri. Rashi quotes in a chumash. By the way, the Rambam quotes it in his Yad Chazaka when he talks about the chagigas yudalid. He says, what's the makar to the chagigas yudalid? V'zui anikras chagigas arba asar v'alzeh nema batoiru. He asks Rav Moshe ben Parsi's question. And Ben Amram Maparsi's question, and that is the Zavachto Pesach Lashem Alekach Tzoyin Ubakar. This is what the pasuk means. Tzoyin is referring to the carbon Pesach, and Bakar, that's a regular Shlomo. So you wanted to bring your Chagigas Yedalim in a Bakar, that was something that you were going to be allowed to do. But what was the reason that the Chagigas Yedal was brought? It was brought today Sheyehe Nechal Alasoy, because it's a din that the carbon Pesach has to be Nechal Alasoy. So why did the carbon Pesach have to be Nechal Alasoy? What was the reason for it? Why did you have to eat it ala soiva? So Rashi says, on the top of that ayin amin aleph, shiyu nehenim ba'achilasa v'techashiv lohem. When you eat ala soiva, what you're eating is considered to be more pleasurable, and what you're eating is considered to be more of an achila chashuv. Now clearly, ala soiva doesn't mean what people sometimes think it means. We think that ala soiva means supposed to be full. You eat to the point where you push, you can't put food in your mouth. Now you're full, now go ahead and eat the carbon Pesach, right? It's just the opposite. Ala soiva means where you're going to be nene ba'achilasoi. V'techoshev lahen. And this achil is now going to be an achila chashuva. The way the Rishonim explain it is, it means that you're supposed to eat to the point where you're starting to feel satisfied, you're not starving anymore. Where now, when you eat, you're actually going to be able to enjoy your food more. Meaning, when you're starving and you sit down to eat, and the food's gishmak, oh, I'm so hungry, it was so gishmak. It's just the opposite. When you're starving for care, it's a different fix. You're addressing something different. It's dafka when you're not starving and you actually can be present and you can enjoy what it is that you're doing. So then you can take it in and you can have a gishmak in. This is, we're really learning up the sugi of eating. But that's the point. This is the Karban Pesach. It had to be nachal ala soiva. Ala soiva means you're dafka not starving. So you know what the Torah says? That if you're going to be Erev Pesach, you'd be so busy and you're coming and you're going, and it's mamish, you don't have time to sit down and eat anything. All of a sudden, you're going to come down to the Karban Pesach, you're going to be so hungry, you're going to take the food down so fast, you're not even going to remember what you ate. And you're not going to really be able to enjoy it. So if I can't, we want you to enjoy the Karban Pesach so badly. So you know what the Torah said? Torah said, eat a little bit. Eat a little, calm down, take off the edge. Eat a little bit, then eat a little bit more. Get to the point where you're starting to get a shtickle satisfied. Now sit down, eat the Karban Pesach. You're calmer, you're going to enjoy it more. This is going to take you to the point where you're full. Azoy daf menas in the Karban Pesach. Rashi says, you want to know why the Karban Pesach was nechal ala soiva balabatish. Because you're supposed to enjoy the food that you're eating. And the achila should be an achila chashuva. And when you eat ala soiva, that's when the achila is an achila chashuva. Tosfos, however, quotes a Yerushalmi that says a different shot. Tosfos says that you want to know why the Karban Pesach had to be nechal ala soiva, because there's a halacha in the Torah that says ve'etzem leisish berubai, that when you ate the meat of the Karban Pesach, you had to be careful not to break any bones. Says Tosfos, you're starving. Erev Pesach's the longest day of the year, right? And now all of a sudden it's this the seder, and you just went through everything and you bosh it. You did everything you're supposed to do. V'gala t'levincha. It's time now to eat the Karban Pesach. If you're gonna be so hungry, you're gonna grash sticker with this carbon, then you're gonna start breaking bones and you're gonna be over the Issur of Etzem Leisish Berubai. So we need you to calm that a little bit. You shouldn't come to be over the Issur of Etzem Leisish Berubai. Tosfos says a lashon that it's a din de rabbanon. There's a gezerah that you may come to break the bones, and that's why there's a din that it has to be nechal on us. So you have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's sheyu nenem ba'achilas if it's a chashiv lahem. According to Tosfos, it's a gezerah that you may come to break the bones of the carbon pass. The truth is that Rashi, later in the Masechta, on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, chazes over what he says over there. The context over there is the Mishnah. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoyim. Says Rashi, that kshigi is manu lipotim en asudo, dahinu achar ha-pesach, you can't eat anything after the afikoyim. And the reason is because the afikoyim was eaten zecher to the Korban Pesach. It means that it was eaten zecher to the Korban Pesach, so it has to be the last thing you eat. It has to be alach tsoifa. So Rashi, it means that it has to be eaten alach tsoifa, so you have the same alach of the Korban Pesach. And then Rashi explains a little bit more this din that the Korban Pesach had to be nechel alach tsoifa. So Rashi, you know why you had to be nechel alach tsoifa? Because that's the choshev way of eating. Okay, that's the choshev way of eating. Shekein choyvas kola karbonos. Because that's the way all karbonos have to be eaten. Kidekaimalon lemoshcha. We know all karbonos had to be eaten lemoshcha. What does that mean? Legedula. Kinderech shamalochim oichlin. The carbon had to be eaten lemoshcha. It had to be eaten kinderech shamalochim oichlin. So if that's the case of Rashi, all karbonos had to din that it had to be eaten ala soiva. And if all karbonos had to be eaten ala soiva, then it's poshut that that's the reason that the carbon pesach also had to be nechal ala soiva. In other words, Rashi and daf peivav is adding to what he said in our sugi and dafayim. Rashi says, you want to know why the carbon pesach had to be nechal ala soiva? Because that's an achila chashuva. Zok Rashi, I'll tell you better. Aladiknage. It's because the carbon pesach at the end of the day is a carbon. I mean that it's a carbon. There's a din lamashcha. What does lamashcha mean? You have to eat carbonus the way the kings used to eat carbonus. Kederech shaham milachim oichlin, the way the kings eat. That's why you had to be roasted. You're supposed to eat it with mustard, the Gemara says. You had to be sitting, not standing when you ate kachim. It's a whole bunch of halachas that govern achilas kachim. Why? Because it's a din lamashcha. Kederech shaham milachim oichlin. So crashing the carbon pesach at the end of the day is a carbon. I mean that it's a carbon. There's a din lamashcha. If there's a din lamashcha, it's for that reason you have to eat it. If that's the case, shtelzach the following fraga. I don't understand. On Pesachim daf ayin amud aleph, you have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, why do you have to eat Korban Pesach ala soiva? Because that's an achila chashuv. Tosfos says, it's a gzeira mishum shviras etzem. Okay, it's a machlokes. Why does it din to eat the Korban Pesach ala soiva? But kifi amavur from Rashi and daf peivav amud aleph, and Rashi's coming from a mefurish gemara mesech tuschul and daf kuf lamed beis amud beis, that there's a din that all karbonas have to be eaten ala soiva, because there's a din that every carbon has to be eaten lamashcha. So Tosfos, why do you need a new reason? Why does Yerushalmi have to come on to a reason of gzeir mishum shviras etzem? Tepiklei, there's a din that it should be nechal ala soiva. Meaning Rashi, in daf ayin, just had a svar. Okay, Tosfos argue with the svar of Rashi. But in daf peivavim and aleph, Rashi quotes a gemara, chulin kuf lamed beis, amed beis, where the gemara says, all karbonas, shekein choyvas kol hakorbanos. All korbanos have to be nechal ala soiva. Kidei kaimel chulin kuf lamed beis amid beis. L'moshcha l'gedula kiderech shamalacha moichlin. And that's why the carbon pesach has to be nechal ala soiva. So l'chor, if there's a din that every carbon has to be nechal ala soiva, shekein choyvas kol hakorbanos. So why Tosfos in our sugya have to come out with a new reason to teach me why it is that there's a din ala soiva with the carbon pesach zeir mishum shviras? That's typically it's kachin. And if it's kachin, there's a din that it has to be nechal ala soiva. So the Brisker Rav, it's in stencils and Masechtas Menachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph said that Pshat in Tosfos is because Tosfos held that although it's true there's a din lamashcha that kachim has to be eaten ala soiva, it has to be eaten kederech shamalacha moichlin. That's only the chelik that was eaten by the kohanim. When the kohanim ate kachim, there's a din lamashcha kederech shamalacha moichlin. But said the Brisker Rav, that when it comes to the chelik that was eaten not by the Kayanim, it was eaten by the Bailim, it was eaten by the Yisraelim, over there you don't have such a halacha. Over there the halacha is that it doesn't have to be lamashcha, kiderech sham halacha moichlin. The din lamashcha is not a din in kachim, it's a din in the chelik of the kachim that was eaten by the Kayanim. And being that it's a din in the chelik of the kachim that was eaten by the Kayanim, so it's only the chelik hanechel kayanim where you have this din. The Korban Pesach, when a yochid, an individual, a kohen, a levi, Yisrael, a gera, Hashem, Sharech, everybody's sitting down, they're eating now from the Korban Pesach, it's not only kayanim. And being that it's not only kayanim, you don't have the din of L'soiva that you have by all kachim, because that's a din of lamashcha. The din lamashcha was only said by kayanim. And the truth is, if you look in the pasuk in the Torah where it says the din lamashcha, it's very mashma that way. Vayedaber Hashem el haharoin, va'ani hinei nasati l'cha es mishmeres trumoisoi v'chol kachay b'nei Yisrael l'cha. Hashem's talking to Aharon. Nasatin lamashcha u'levanecha l'cha koilam. Who's the Torah talking to? Torah's talking to Aharon. L'chol levanecha l'chol goylam. It's a din in Achilas Kayanim, said the Brisker Rav. There's no such din by Achilas Zarim. This whole din is a din dafka by Achilas Kayanim. The truth is that Rav Meshulam David, Halevi, Soloveitchik, soll sein gesund. So in his Shiurim, am Sechtes Wochen, darf ich auf Chesam et Aleph, he discusses this Chiddush from the Tata, from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav was Mechadish, that from Toisvis you see that the Din Lamashcha is only true for Achilas Koyhanim, but it's not true for Achilas Reilim. But he says, the Emma says, you see even more than that. Because it's Mavurim, the Rambam says that one of the Matnas Kahuna that had to be given to the Koyhanim was the Zroya, Lichayayim, and the Keva. Right, that's a din that all behemoths of chulin, certain parts of the animal, had to be given over to the kohanim. Says the Rambam, quote, the imratza koyin limkar matonis. Let's say the koyin wanted to sell the matonis. Oy lit them be maton. You want to give it away as a gift. Afilu laakim, even to a non-Jew. Oy laachilam leklavim. You wanted to feed it to his dogs. Machilam, you could. Why? She'ein behem kedusha klal. Because it doesn't have any kedusha. The Rambam, a few halachas later, says the inak kohanim oichlin amatonis. When the kohanim sit down to eat the zroy lechaim in the keva, they have to eat it sli, roasted, bechardo with mustard. Shedemar lemoshcho kederech she'oichlin amalachim. Because it has to be kederech shamalachim oichlin. Said Rabbi Shulam David, here we're not even handling kachim. We're talking about the zroy lechayim in the keva. The Rambam's lashon is ein behem kedusha klal. It has absolutely no kedusha. You want to sell it, sell. You want to give it as a gift. You want to feed it to your dogs. You can feed it to your dog. You can't feed kachim to your dogs, right? It's kachim. Ein behem kedusha klal. And afal pinkin, the Rambam says this is a din lamashcha. So said Rav Dava, what's the pshat? Vayis tois in Rambam, the din lamashcha has nothing to do with kachim. It's not a din in kachim. So what is it a din in? It's a din in Vayidabra Hashem al Haroi. Vani hine nosati l'chos mishmeres through moisoi. L'chon nesati l'mashcha. It's a din in matnus kohuna. Anything that was given to the kohanim, there's a din l'mashcha. It has nothing to do with kachim b'chlal. That's pshat in Tosfos. If l'mashcha was a din in kachim, I hear we have a shtikla aura. We have an aura that how come Tosfos had to come on with a new reason why you eat the carbon pesach ala soiva? Typically, all kachim is nechal ala soiva. Yeah, all kachim is nechal ala soiva because it's a din l'mashcha. But that's only when the kohanim are eating. Then there's a in Lamashcha, the carbon pesach that was nechal by everybody, so there's no Lamashcha over there because Lamashcha has nothing to do with Achilas Kachim. It certainly has nothing to do with Azar. It's a din in Koyin. Now it's a din in Koyin, it's a din in Matnas Kohuna of a Koyin. So as long as it's Matnas Kohuna of a Koyin, even if there's no Kedusha, even like the Zrael Chaim in the Kevah, the Rambam says clearly, Amen Kedusha, even over there you're going to have this halacha. But the truth is that even according to Rashi, so what is Rashi? Right, what's Rashi? So Rashi thinks, Rashi said Rashi quotes the halacha. He says, Kederach Sham Halacha Moichlan. So Pashin, you don't learn that Pshad and Rashi is, because Rashi holds, not like this Torah from the Brisker Rav, like from Meshulam David Alevi. Rashi holds that the din l'mashcha is true, even for a non-Kayin. As long as you're eating kachin, there's a din of l'mashcha. But the truth is, it could be you could say more Pashin. And that is, because it says in the Torah, Al toichlo mimenu na, it's the seventh mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvahs of the Chinuch. Then you're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach, cook. You can't eat it halb gebruten. Right? It has to be ki in sliyesh. It had to be roasted properly. The Sefer HaChinuch in the Shoshi HaMitzvah, I don't have it here, but the Sefer HaChinuch in the Shoshi HaMitzvah says, what's the reason? Ayin Shom L'Shoyne Yazov. He says, because the kings, when they used to eat from the carbon, when they used to eat sleep. That's the way kings used to eat. They used to eat sleep. He says, tonight we're all kings. Because tonight we went me'avdus l'cheirus, and we eat be'aseba, and every single yid eats like a melech. So it could be Rashi Be'etzim was masking to the Brisker Rav's Yisoy. He's masking that the din l'moshcha, k'derech shamilochim oichlin, that you find universally in all kachin. Could be that's only true for the chelik that was nechal kayanim. Abedah, as it relates to the Leila Se, as it relates to the carbon pesach, this carbon, every zar also has to eat kederach shamalachim oichlin. And once you find this musig of lemoshcha, that is an inyan to eat ala soiva, because that's the way kings eat, and it dictates halacha. So a kohen who has to eat his kachim like a king, he has to eat ala soiva. So Rashi, every person that eats his carbon pesach, also Rashi is just borrowing that nekuda that you see that a kohen who has a din of lemoshcha, which means he has to eat kachim kederach shamalachim oichlin. So one of the halachas of kederach shamalachim oichlin is it's eat ala soiva. Zok Rashi, oh, shekein chayves kolak kabonis. That's the way you have to eat the carbon pesach as well. But I don't know if it's muchach that Rashi argued with this whole lumnus, and he held that any single time a bialim eats his chelik of a shlamim, there would be a din of the mashcha. Maybe, but it could be as it relates to the carbon pesach, where there's a din that everybody has to eat like a melech. Over here, it's different. Just to end with one last na'ara, and that is that pashi. So we have a machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Why there's a din that you have to eat the carbon pesach ala soiva? Now we saw that the truth is by all karbanos to do is a din to eat the carbon pesach ala soiva. According to Tosfos, two completely different halachas. Carbon pesach had to be, all karbanos had to be eaten ala soiva. That's because it's a din lamashcha. That's only the chelik that was eaten by the kayanim, like the Brisker Rav said, like Rav Shulam David Alevi said. As it relates to the carbon pesach, being that it was eaten by the bialim, it's not matnas kahuna, so it has nothing to do with din lamashcha. So why then is there a din that you have to eat it ala soiva? It's a special gzeira. Mishum shvira satsim, we're afraid if you're going to be too hungry, you may start breaking bones, and that you can be over the iser of the etzem leisish rabbi. Okay, Rashi, it sounds like it's the regular din lamashcha. There's a din, every carbon has to be eaten ala soiva. So there's no greater kunz of a mafti, right? Whatever, every carbon had to be eaten ala soiva. This carbon also had to be eaten ala soiva. But the truth is, it's muchach not that way. It's mavur very, very clearly that it's more than that. How do you know it's mavur very clearly more than that? Because ordinarily, the din was that a carbon had to be eaten ala soiva. There's no halacha that tells you what you have to eat to get to the point to where you get to where you're going to be ala soiva. By Pesach, there was a mitzvah, a pasuk in the Torah, where the pasuk tells you, "V'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem l'kechet tzoynu bak." You're going to bring tzoyn. That's your carbon Pesach. You also have to bring bakar. What's the bakar? The bakar is a carbon that you bring, so that now when you eat the carbon Pesach, you're going to be eating the carbon Pesach ala soifa. But the purpose of the chagigas yudalid was so that you should eat the carbon Pesach ala soifa. By the way, it's a little bit of a catch-22. Because if you have to eat a carbon ala soifa, the chagigas yudalid is going to get you to the point where you eat the carbon Pesach ala soifa. How are you eating the chagigas yudalid? The teretz is that's all included in the chiddush of the chagigas yudalid. But the point is that the chagigas yudalid was a carbon that was brought so that now you'll be able to eat the carbon pesach. Why do you have to have a special carbon? Why do you have to have a special carbon to get you to that point? So I saw in the Sefer Harari Kedem from Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik. He said, "Vahanira, quote, Dehine, had the carbon pesach nechal ala soiva." This that there's a din that the carbon pesach has to be eaten ala soiva. It's mavur that it's a little different than all other carbonists that had to be nechal ala soiva. Because over here there's a din that the way you get ala soiva has to be through a carbon. So he said, what's the pshat? Bal korchach, shab the carbon pesach nemar din miyuchid balachil ala soiva yoysa mishar kachem. There's a special din. The carbon pesach achiyuv ala soiva mechayiv la oichle la achar kachem. Over here, the mechayiv of ala soiva has to come after kachem. And here's the punchline. It has to be ala soiva shal kachem. That's the din ala soiva. It's not enough that you're zat. You have to be zatfin kachem. It's an andere ala soiva. It's not enough. Okay, so I'll snack on something. I'll eat a few appetizers. Now I'll be at the point where I'm ready for the entree. And now it's going to take me to where I need to get. No. It has to be ala soiva vin kachem. V'al korchoch din achilos karben pesach hu la'achar ha-kachem. De bezem mekayim es achiyev ha-miyuchid. Da ala soiva v'karben pesach lo'ichle ala soiva shal kachem. Learns up in a Rambam and in a Sefri Ayin Shom. It's Simin Nun Beis and Harirei Kedem, the second volume where talks about Hilchas Karban Pesach. But either way, said Rabbi Yosher Ber, even in Rashi, the din ala soiva is a different ala soiva. Because if all this was the regular din of Lamashcha, then why do you need a Chagigas Yudalit? No one ever told the Kayin how he eats his Lamashcha. Figure it out. Get to the point where you're ala soiva. Here this din of Psukim in the Torah that dictated. Because it's not enough that you eat it ala soiva. Over here, it has to be ala soiva and kachim. Bottom line is, there's a din that the Karban Pesach had to be nechal ala soiva. What does it mean, it had to be nechal ala soiva? It doesn't mean what we think. It doesn't mean you have to be full. Just the opposite. You have to make sure that you're not full. By the way, this is extremely halacha l'maisa, because the afikoyman has to be eaten ala soiva as well. And if you look in the Ramon, Tofayin Hay and the Mishabura, right, Mishabura Shreiz, he says that people, they eat the afikoyman, it's achila gasa. It's not even an achila. But forget about not even achila. It's Pasha missing the svina in terms of what's going on here. Ala soiva doesn't mean full. Ala soiva means this is the most kishmaka piece of matzah that you're going to eat that night. That's the concept. Rashi's lashon is, it's an achila chashuva. When the kayanim used to eat ala soiva, they eat when they were choking? No, it's just the opposite. Right, that's the whole concept. But either way, this is what the ala soiva really means. Talk about the rest of the story. But either way, that is what ala soiva. But in terms of ala soiva, this is an idea that really you find in all karbonis. Kimara, chulin, kuflam, and beis. Rashi says, shekein chayva. Every carbon there was a din ala soiva. Stating that, the din ala soiva of carbon pesach was different. According to Tosfos, really you don't have the regular din of lamashcha when it comes to the carbon pesach. What's the din of ala soiva? It's a special gzeira, the rabbanon. Gzeira, you may come to break the bones. And even according to Rashi, that Rashi himself stels tzu the din lamashcha, the chayvas kol karbonis, that you have to eat ala soiva. But this is also different. This is different on the other side. Here, there's a din that's not enough to eat ala soiva, but you have to eat it ala soiva shel kachem, that even the sphere that you had, the point that you got to where you're ready now to sit down and eat this achila chashuva, you have to be zat from what? You have to be zat from achilas kachem. And that's a special chiddush in Hilchas Karban Pesach.